is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, testifying to the Senate Banking Committee about deadlines, deadlines for debt, deadlines for government staying open or shutting down, deadlines in all directions imminently. And to help me understand these deadlines, because they're cross currents here, I welcome Sarah Ewall Weiss, reporting for CBS News on economic policy. Sarah, the remarks by the Secretary of the Treasury were both alarming and at the same time laid out a roadmap for these days ahead, what is necessary for the Congress to do. Let's start with the big one, the debt limit. What is that, and what did Ms. Yellen say is coming up about the debt limit that's important? Good evening to you.
Hello. So the debt limit is how much the United States government is able to borrow to pay its debts. And this comes up on a regular basis. You might be thinking, whoa, this is deja vu. We've heard this before. But every few years, it comes up in Congress because Congress has to address it either by suspending that amount or increasing that amount because we're about to reach it. And so this actually was suspended in 2019, but the suspension expired in July. So right now, we are sitting here with a debt limit that is kicked back in at about $28 trillion. A heck of a lot of money. But with that said, because the limit has kicked back in, the Treasury is using what I call financial gymnastics. Others would call extraordinary measures to make sure bills are being paid without hitting that cap. But right now, we're in a stalemate in Congress because they have to address it. And the Treasury Secretary was telling members of Congress, she's been urging them to address it since earlier this summer, because we knew this was going to happen coming up over the summer. She's been urging them to address it, and they are really just pushing back and forth on how to go about doing so. But when those extraordinary measures that the Treasury is using right now run out, and they run down all the cash we have available, the United States government, for the first time in history, would be unable to pay its bills. If it cannot pay its bills, it goes into default, and that can have, as Secretary Yellen put it, catastrophic consequences for the economy.
When it cannot pay its bills, that means that the checks that go out routinely, say to retired people or to hospitals or to subsidize research all over the world, that stops? The checks don't get issued or they're no good? How to regard this, Sarah?
So we've actually never been in a situation before where the government has gone into default. But it means, yes, that the government cannot pay its obligations. So it means it has to really think about potentially what bills it can and cannot pay as revenues come in to not hit that debt ceiling. But there's questions over whether the government is even capable of picking and choosing and prioritizing. So when you think of what the government is paying, right now there are millions of people who receive Social Security checks. Those could be delayed if the government is in default. There are millions of people who work directly for the federal government. So salaries could be delayed. There are people who are receiving these child tax credit payments that started over the summer. If we hit this in October payments of child tax credit monthly payments could be delayed. So it really does hit everyone across the government who's receiving any kind of benefits from the federal government. At the same time, because the U.S. is unable to pay its bills, it means interest rates could skyrocket. And so Americans across the country, even if they're not receiving payments directly from the government or any kind of benefits from the government, could also be directly impacted by this, because that means interest rates on what they're trying to borrow for would also go up in relation to the government's interest rates going up. And so that means higher payments for car loans, mortgage payments, would go up. So it really does hit everyone across the board should this happen for the first time.
Once upon a time in these last years, and I can't date it, the U.S., something happened that the U.S. credit was downgraded from AAA to AA, I believe, or AA plus. Is that going to happen again if we hit this October 18th date that the secretary uses?
Yes. So what happened was in 2011, President Obama was in office, and Republicans were negotiating with him over spending, and they were negotiating also over the debt limit. And they really got down to the wire in terms of whether they were going to address it or the government was going to default. So even the threat of a default when it gets to the last minute, as we're currently at now, could have a direct impact. And because they were negotiating back and forth, eventually they were able to reach a deal and avoid a government default. But just a few days later, even though that didn't happen, Standard & Poor's, the credit rating agency, downgraded the United States from, as you said, AAA to A+. And they did so because they basically said that they weren't confident in the United States government and its ability to pay those bills. And so that led to billions of dollars in spending that did not need to happen had this been addressed sooner. But that was one direct impact of just the very threat of hitting the debt ceiling.
Sarah, is this the same as a government shutdown? Because I can also remember moments when the national parks were shut down and people were blocked from going to monuments and part of the U.S. apparatus. Does shutdown and debt limit come together?
So in this situation, people are hearing about both right now, because right now Congress is in the process of addressing both, though they are two separate things at this moment in time. Right now, the government is about to run out of funds to keep the government open at the end of this month. It needs to pass a new budget. And so that is part of the process that Congress is going through now. They're expecting to pass a short-term budget that gets them into December, or that's at least what they're looking to do at this moment in time. The debt ceiling is something that, as Treasury Secretary Yellen discussed, comes into play and has been a threat for some time now, starting in October 18th being what she called the so-called X date. So they've been joined together earlier this week. The House and Senate tried to pass a bill that would address both of these two things, both the government funding as well as raising or suspending the debt limit. And so those have been kind of linked together. However, that was blocked by Republicans. And so now Congress is moving forward with separate ways of addressing the debt limit and the government shutdown. We expect the government shutdown to be addressed this week as we're hitting the 30th tomorrow. And so that is the first thing we can expect. But then separately, they'll still have to come together and figure out how to address the debt limit in October as the clock ticks down on that.
Sarah Ewall Weiss for CBS News Economic Policy. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.